Okay, right. It's great to see you all here today. We're going to have a picture up. And do you ever do a spot the difference? Have you ever done a spot the difference? We have two men there, workmen, joiners or builders or something, right? And there are five differences in the pictures. Hands up, no shouting out. Hands up, you can tell me what one of the differences are. The hats are different. Okay, that's the first one. The hats are different. Their shoes are different. One's got brown boots, one's got nice red shoes. Yes, Harry? There's a smiley face and a grumpy face. Yeah, that's right. A couple more.
They got different hats.
Different hats. That's very good. We've got different hats. Yes.
Different things on
their hands. That's right. One's got a drill. I'm not sure what that is. And there's one more. It's a harder one. Harder one. Let me see. Yes,
Eva. One has got something in their belt.
That's right. One has got a couple of things in his belt and the other has not. So you did very good at that, spotting the differences. No other differences, is there? That's all I could see. Okay. Come on, Roy. Yes. He was drilled. That's right. He's got his drill. Okay. Well, today, boys and girls, we're going to do like a spot the difference between two people or groups of people in the Bible. And we'll shoot on to our next picture. And we're going to think about what's the difference between the wise men who came to see Jesus and Herod. And we're going to think about how these people are different, because these people we'll see are very, very different. And the Bible tells us that someone who is a Christian is someone who's very different from a non-Christian. And from what we see the difference between these people, then we'll see some differences between Christians and non-Christians. And we have to ask ourselves, boys and girls, as we go along, which are you like? Are you like Herod? Or are you going to be like the wise men? Well, let's shoot on to our next picture. And the first thing about the wise men is they were thorough and scientific. Those are big words, aren't they? But really, they were men who were studying the stars. That was their job. They worked and looked up at the stars, and they saw a star that was really bright and a star that was really different. And so they used their minds and they realized, God is doing something different here. And they believed that a new king was born, and so did they stay at home. No, they traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles in a motor car. No, probably in camels or horses. And it took them weeks upon weeks, but they were busy searching after Jesus. And here, boys and girls, a question for us. Are we searching for Jesus? Are we trying to get to know Jesus? That Jesus will be our friend and our Savior. Are we like the wise men? Or are we, let's see the next picture, are we like Herod? It says he was willfully ignorant. That means he didn't know about Jesus, but really the reason why he didn't know about Jesus was because he didn't want to know about Jesus. The wise men had a star, which was a great light in the sky. Herod had an even greater light. He lived in Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem, there were people who had God's word, the Bible, the Old Testament Bible. And there were people who taught in the Bible. And in that Bible, Herod could have discovered about Jesus being born. In the Bible, it talks about how a virgin would have a little child. In the Bible, it talks how a ruler would be born in Bethlehem. Someone who would come, the Bible says, who would be bruised for the sin of his people. And so even though Herod had the Bible and he could have learned about Jesus and discovered about Jesus coming, he wasn't bothered. He didn't care. He didn't want to know Jesus. Boys and girls, I wonder, do you make use of the Bible? Those of you who can begin to read, are you reading the Bible or Bible storybooks? And for those who can't read as yet, ask Mummy and Daddy to read the Bible and really listen. I was at a meeting the other night, and there's a friend of mine at the meeting, and he came in and he was sneezing and coughing. And the reason why he was sneezing and coughing, it wasn't that he had a cold. He had lifted a book from his shelf, and he hadn't opened the book for a long time. And when he opened the book, all the dust was coming up his nose and into his mouth, and he was coughing and sneezing, and he had what we call allergies. I wonder, boys and girls, I wonder, mums and dads, if we opened our Bibles, would there be dust because we don't use them as we should? Are we like Herod, who wasn't using the Bible, who wasn't looking after Jesus? So are you like the wise men, searching after Jesus? Or are you Herod, who didn't really want to know about Jesus? Let's see what else we can learn about the wise men. Next thing it says, they were determined and receptive. Big words again. They came to Jerusalem, and did they find baby Jesus in Jerusalem?
No.
No, they didn't, because baby Jesus wasn't in Jerusalem. And you know, they got to Jerusalem, and they could have thought, we didn't find him, we'll have to give up and go home. And did they do that?
No,
they kept searching, and they went out, and they saw that the star was there again, and they were so excited to see the star, and they went on and on until they found baby Jesus. Boys and girls, seeing coming to know Jesus and becoming a Christian, becoming Jesus' friend, you have to be determined. Do you know what determined means? It means that when things get hard, we keep pushing on and keep trying. Maybe you're doing homework, and maybe you're doing some sums, and they're very hard, and you just want to give up and say, Mommy, Daddy, I don't want to do these sums. They're too hard. I can't do it. But they'll say, keep going on. Keep trying. That's what it means to be determined. And in becoming a Christian and finding Jesus, we have to keep going on, because there's somebody who wants to stop us from finding Jesus. Who's that? The devil. He wants to stop us. He wants to stop boys and girls. He wants to stop mums and dads and grannies and grandas from finding Jesus. Let's not give in to him. So the wise men, they were determined and receptive. But what was Herod like? Let's see the next picture. He was jealous and hostile. But he was pretending, boys and girls. He said to the wise men, you find where Jesus is and tell me, and I will go and worship him. Did he want to worship Jesus? No, he hated Jesus. He didn't want to be Jesus' friend. He didn't want Jesus to be his king. He was pretending that he wanted to know Jesus, pretending that he wanted to worship Jesus. Boys and girls, I wonder, do you ever pretend? Wonder, do we ever sing hymns about loving Jesus and knowing Jesus, and it's not really true for us? Are we pretending? I wonder, mums and dads, are you pretending this day? You come here, we come to a service of worship, but really you don't love Jesus, you don't want to know Jesus, you don't want to worship Jesus. Are we a bit like Herod? Pretending and not really Jesus' friends. Well, I hope we're not pretending. Well, one final thing about the wise men. Let's see the next one. They found where Jesus was. They came into a house. They didn't come into a stable, boys and girls. The Bible tells us they came into a house. Jesus wasn't a tiny little baby at this stage. He was 1 or maybe even 2 years old. He was older. This was a long time after the shepherds had been there. And they came into the house where Jesus was, and they brought out their treasures. Can anybody tell me what one of the treasures are?
Gold.
Another treasure that they brought.
Just
frankincense. And one more. Who's Scott? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These lovely treasures for Jesus. And they bowed down and they worshiped Jesus. Why did they worship Jesus? What was so special about Jesus? No shouting out, no shouting. Yes. Who was Jesus?
God.
That is right. He was God. He was God's son who had come into the world, and they worshipped him. And they gave their treasures to him. Boys and girls, do you love Jesus? Don't want you to shout out. Just think in your mind. If we really love Jesus, we will give Jesus our treasures. And you know the greatest treasure that Jesus wants is a heart of a boy or a girl that will love him. We give our hearts to living for him, serving him, praising him. That's what Jesus wants this Christmas time. Jesus wants, boys and girls, a Christmas present from you. You don't have to go to Smith's toy store or to Argos, wherever, to find the present where Jesus wants. Jesus wants you to give yourself to him, that you will live for him, that you love him, that you will obey him. The wise men, they worshipped him and gave him their treasure. Boys and girls, mums and dads, Christmas time, do we worship Jesus or are we pretending? One final thing about this bad King Herod. See our next picture. He had vicious enmity. That means he really hated Jesus. And he sent his soldiers to Bethlehem. And there in Bethlehem, he killed all the babies that were under the age of 2. He really hated Jesus. He wanted to kill Jesus. But Jesus, along with Mary and Joseph, had escaped and gone to hide in Egypt. But Herod hated him. And he wanted Jesus killed. He didn't want Jesus to rule over him. He didn't want Jesus to be his king. He wanted to rule over his own life. Boys and girls, are we like Herod? Oh no, we'll not go and kill the babies and little children. We'll not do that. But maybe are we like Herod and saying, Jesus, I'm not going to let you tell me what to do. I'm not going to let you tell me how to live my life. I'm going to live my own way. And if we think like that, we're like Herod. We have to be different. We have to be like the wise men. Live for Jesus. Love Jesus. Follow Jesus. Let's see our last picture here. Who are we most like? Boys and girls, answer that in your minds. Mums and dads, who are we like? Are we like the wise men, searched after Jesus, determined to find him, worship Jesus, give Jesus their treasures? Are we like them? Or are we like Herod, who didn't care about knowing Jesus, who hated Jesus, who wanted Jesus dead and not to be his king? Who are we like, boys and girls? Set it out. You answer that in your mind and you talk to God about it. Let's shoot on, boys. The next wee pick question there. What is our attitude to Jesus? Do we love Jesus? This Christmas time, are we those who really want to obey Jesus and follow him? And what is our response to Jesus today? If we have never come to Jesus, today will we come and trust in him to be our Savior, to take away our sin, believing he died on the cross to do that? Will we turn from our sin and accept him as our King? Boys and girls, I hope this Christmas time you'll give Jesus the greatest present of all, which is yourself, to be his friend and to be someone who's saved by him. Let's all bow our heads as we speak to God in prayer. Let's all pray. Let's all close our eyes and bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for the story of the wise men, and thank you that they are a great example for us to follow, that they were so determined to know Jesus, to find him, to worship him, to love him, and to give him their treasures. And dear God, help us to be honest with you this Christmas time. And help us be those who are like them. And Father, help us not to be like Herod, who didn't care about Jesus, didn't care about knowing him, who didn't care about indeed having him as his king. Lord, help us not to be like Herod, who hated Jesus. Father, you know our hearts. And Father, you know that there's no middle ground here, that there's no in between, and that we love and trust and obey Jesus, or we hate him. Help us to love him. In his name we pray. Amen.